And good morning, everyone. Welcome to Money Talks here with Richard Peterson. I'm president of Capital Financial Group, and this is our new podcast format that we'll be bringing to you each and every week so that you can pick up on the basics of investing and the different topics and areas that we will be covering over the coming months and years. I want to welcome you all, and if this is your first time, I hope that you'll continue to listen to us and maybe take a look around at our website a little bit. Anyway, this week I'd like to talk about why should we invest in the stock market? Well, it's a very simple type of answer that I can come up with. It's because that's where we make the money. The reason you want to invest in the stock market is quite simple. Where in today's world are you going to get any type of return? It's certainly not going to find it in money market accounts that for most money markets are paying less than a paltry 1%. That's certainly not going to be in CDs. Basically seeing about a 1.5% return if you lock it up for 5 years. We're not seeing it much in government bonds and so forth. And one of the tricks when it comes to investing is making sure that we're able to have our money at least outpace inflation. That's correct, because that is the secret. Even if you remember back in the years of 1980, 81, 82, if you were to finance a mortgage, you'd be paying somewhere around 17, 18% for that mortgage. People were quite thrilled at the fact that they were getting 14, 15% on their 5-year CDs. Unfortunately, with inflation being higher than that amount, you were actually losing ground. In fact, if you go back and look historically at the real return, meaning what was the return of the investment on CDs and what was the rate of inflation at the time, you would find in approximately half those years you were actually losing ground because inflation was outpacing the return on your investment. So why do we invest in the stock market? Well, investing in the stock market allows us to invest in various different areas, allows us to have a broad diversification within our portfolio, and over time, we have seen that the stock market will go up in value. Now, certainly you're going to see the volatility in the market. There'll be times when the market goes down and times when the market goes up, time when the markets basically are staying within a very narrow trading range. But it does give us the capability to invest small dollar amounts, such as through dollar cost averaging and many of the mutual funds out there in our Roth IRAs or traditional IRAs, and also through 401k programs. What we're able to find is that we can diversify. As I mentioned earlier, we can invest in large cap companies, companies such as, you know, GM, companies like Amazon, companies that are large cap companies, meaning they're worth $10 billion or more. We can also invest in mid cap size companies and small cap size companies. Each has a strength depending on where we are in the economic cycle, where we are with interest rates and so forth. And with that, we're able to then invest in different types of companies. We can also invest internationally. We can invest in income type funds, such as closed-end funds or bond funds. We can invest in specialty funds. Maybe we want to invest in the energy sector or consumer staples or real estate or financials. So we have the capability of picking and choosing how and where we would like to invest. Certainly, that does give us the capability to diversify a portfolio. Now, the whole idea of investing in the markets is to get a better return over competitive type investments. As I mentioned, money markets, checking accounts that pay interest, CDs, government bonds, and the like. The idea is to start when you're young, to put money away, to have it compound, and then once we reach retirement, to have enough money there that it's able to go to work for us every single day and provide us with the income that we need during our golden years in retirement. Now, what you'll find also is that investing has really changed quite a bit over the last 25 years. If you go back, for example, during the 70s and 80s, what you found is that things were much slower. Things were much less complicated. Things were also much more expensive. If you wanted to get involved with a mutual fund, you typically were going to pay a front-end 8.5% commission, meaning that if you deposited $100, you would find just $91.50 was actually going into the investment for you. There was a limited amount of mutual funds, and basically your information that you would get concerning the markets pretty much was left to the daily news briefs and the 6 and 11 o'clock news. Computers weren't involved at that time. High-frequency trading and the like was not even an issue at that time. And then as we got into the 90s, we started to see things change. We started to see cross-selling agreements between companies with their mutual funds so that you had more exposure and more opportunity. We saw the proliferation of no-load funds really start to come in strong, Vanguard being one of the pioneers in that field. So when you put $100 to work, $100 actually went to work. Nothing was skimmed off the top. Of course, we also started to see the implementation of computers, and that started to speed things up. We also saw that we went from the fractions of trading and the 100 shares that we needed to buy for a round lot changed. What we found was that now we're pennies as opposed to fractions, and it's just as easy and just as effective for you to buy 25 shares as it is 100 shares or 200 shares. But things have moved very quickly. News is readily available everywhere 24 hours a day. Information, well, you can get inundated with the amount of information that you would like to look for and take in and study. You can find anything that you want to on the internet. I know back in the 80s when I was a broker for John Hancock, information basically was in books. We had to go to the library. Information that we got might be 3 or 4 weeks old. It's not like today where you can get instant information. But what it can do is cause confusion. Investing should not be taken lightly, but investing should be done by all those that have an income and plan on retiring. The markets are a place where we will be able to get increases and have our money grow. But it's done over time. It's not quick. It's not something that you're hoping to double your money in a week, a month, or a year. That's not going to happen. It's a long and steady procedure of putting money away, having it compound, having it grow. And if we're also fortunate enough to keep the government's hands off of it as far as taxes, we then are even a little have that money which is able to grow also. So the markets can provide us that opportunity for us to put our money to work and to grow over time so that in our retirement, we'll have our golden years really be golden and allow us to do what we want to do. That is why you want to invest in the markets. And I'm Richard Peterson of Capital Financial Group. Have a great day.